Hello?
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
It's Amy with Local Splash. I know I'm a little bit late calling. I got stuck on a very late call. I do apologize.
No need to.
Okay, how are you doing today?
Just very busy. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for asking. So I'll jump right into this. Shalette sent you over to me because she said that you were under the impression that we had been running your Google Ads and your Google Guaranteed listing, and in fact we weren't, so she wanted to get you hooked up with the Google Guarantee.
And Amy, I just need to explain something to you, okay?
Sure.
Paul called me and gave me this big sales pitch and so forth. I went back and forth with them, told what was going to happen. I stopped all my SEO. I stopped all of my Google stuff, everything with that other company. I basically fired them and came on board with you guys, only to find out that that's not going to be done right, not what I signed up for. And whether there was miscommunication, I would have never canceled the other company. If I didn't know that you weren't going to be able to host and all that, I just very confused. That's all. And all you guys keep talking about is Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Facebook appointments are, leads are awful and always have been. And it seems like that's what you're going for. But also, since for some reason my website, you guys built me a new one. I didn't ask for that. It was terrible. I said, why build a new one when the one I've got is just wonderful and does everything I want it to do? Now I don't get any, if somebody fills out a submission form on my website, I don't get it. So I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, we don't run your website. Mark, I'm not sure what's going on with your website because we don't run your website.
I was on the phone for 3 hours yesterday with GoDaddy, and I'm still not done. I'm still not, anyway. But, you know, I was told I was going to get Google Guarantee, going to do my Google ads, going to get all my profile and company information and everything set up through Google.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would be on the first page in 60 days,
mm-hmm.
which is not even close to happening. I'm still on page 5 or 6. I mean, you guys have been very nice to me. Please don't get me wrong. I mean,
okay. So I'm delighted to hear you out. The purpose of my call, you know, is to go over the options that we do have through Google Guaranteed for you. If there was something that you were told at point of sale that was mistaken or was not accurate, then I do apologize for that. I can get a supervisor to listen to those calls and see exactly what took place so we can get it straightened out for you. But generally, when we sell the basic package that Paul sold you, that is for Facebook ads and it's for local SEO and services. We do have packages, and it looks like Ms. Shalette actually upgraded you through the Google Ads and went ahead and got that going for you. As far as Google Guarantee goes, you have a Google Guarantee profile, and we actually would need access to that profile. So we would need you to get, it's called a CID, a customer ID number from the other company. Or we can't even proceed.
That other company is not going to cooperate with me. They're pissed. I fired them.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Mark.
You don't fire somebody and then call them and ask them a favor.
Okay, Mark. All I can do is tell you what I have available and how I can help you through Google Guarantee. If I were to create you a second Google Guarantee profile, it would be suspended and it would be a waste of your time and your money, which I'm not going to do. So
I get it. So can't I get it through Google?
I can ask if there's a way that you can get it through Google. Generally, it's done by the company who set it up. Now, technically, I understand you probably don't want to call them back because, as you say, they're pissed at you for canceling them. But technically, you are the customer. You are the owner of that Google Guarantee profile. It is legally yours, not theirs. They don't own it. It goes with the business. So they should turn it over to you because it's technically yours and it goes with Statewide Energy Solutions Incorporated. They can't do anything with it because it belongs to the business. The background check was done on you and your company. All of the vetting process that's taken place was done on you and your company. There's no way for them to do anything with it. So legally it's yours and rightfully they should turn that information over to you.
Okay, I'm looking through all the emails that they sent me, and let me see here. Trying to see if the I'd have to go through a bunch of emails. I probably have it.
So what you're looking for is CID, customer ID number. And it's usually, let me see here if I can figure out how many digits it is. So then you have an idea of what it is that you're looking for. It's specific to the Google Guarantee. Okay. And it's about 10 digits long. It's going to look like a phone number, but it's going to be like very random numbers. So it's going to be like the first three numbers, then the hyphen, then the next three numbers, then the hyphen, then the last four numbers. So it's going to be, it's for sure going to be a 10-digit number that is going to be the customer ID number for your business that is specific to the Google Guarantee ad. Now, once you have that, then we can process the Google Guarantee and get that moving forward for you. The Google Guarantee upfront cost is a flat rate of $250. Beyond that, your Google Guarantee leads are $36 per lead, a minimum monthly budget of $470.
Okay, well, I told her $750.
No, that's for Google Guarantee. That's separate. She did the $750 for your Google ads. She did that already,
okay.
And that's already moving forward. They've already got they're already working on your ads. I'm looking in your account. They took care of that yesterday.
Do I get to approve the ad before it goes live?
I can definitely message them over to see.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see what my ad says.
Sure. No worries. We'll get right on that for you, okay?
Okay. And I'll try to find the CID number.
Perfect.
Customer ID number is what it is. Stanford.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I call you back at this number, or what extension do you have?
My extension is 224.
Does that work when I call in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 224, and you're Amy?
I am.
Let me look for it, Amy, and I'll give you a call back shortly.
Okay, perfect. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for your time, Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.